Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The deal that has been negotiated between Israel and the UAE, and President Trump was excited about it today. And so we bring on Dakota Wood. He is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Dakota, it's great to have you back on the show. Thank you for the time.
Oh, absolutely. Good to be with you. And it's a good news story this time around. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Break it down for us, because I think this is definitely something that the majority of Americans are not, like, they don't have their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the Middle East. What kind of deal, peace agreement is this, and what's the global impact?
Well, you know, since the 1940s and the formation of the State of Israel, it hasn't had any diplomatic relations with other countries in the Middle East until 1979, at the conclusion of a war as a peace deal with Egypt. And then in 94 concluded a full diplomatic relationship with the Kingdom of Jordan. So it's been that long, and they've been on the outs with everybody in the region. And now UAE is stepping forward and saying, we're going to establish these relationships. It's a huge opening that will likely lead to normalization of relationships with Saudi Arabia and other Arab countries in that region. And I think it's really being driven by the very bad behavior of Iran and the frictions between Iran and the Arab states and the rest of the Middle East, and the economic benefits that will come from these normalized relationships.
Dakota, is this the kind of deal that really any U.S. president could have pulled off at any moment given these circumstances, or has Trump specifically been instrumental in these things?
Well, you know, it's all a matter of timing, right? You know, so what is going on in the world? Was Iran more restive or less so? You know, what is the status of Saudi Arabia? You know, they've got the new king of Saudi Arabia, rather the heir apparent. You know, that's different than it was previously, changes in prime ministers in Israel. So it's not just the president of the United States. It's the totality of the context, all the other players and the things that are going on. So President Trump, being who he is and putting a lot of attention through Jared Kushner and others to really focus on trying to resolve some of these things, I think they saw a window of opportunity and really expertly dealt with that over about a year to 18-month period of time. Could this have happened under Obama or George W. Bush or Clinton? They all made their attempts at it and were not successful. So I think there is something here about the mixture of personalities involved that really led to this successful outcome.
A peace agreement here between the State of Israel and the United Arab Emirates. You mentioned Iran. What's the impact? Mm-hmm. I mean, our relationship with Iran doesn't seem to be, you know, I would say Facebook would say more than it's complicated. What kind of impact does this have on our political positioning with Iran?
Yeah, it further isolates Iran. I mean, Iran has had written into its constitution, if that matters at all, but, you know, the elimination of Israel. So everything that Iran does in the Middle East in support of terrorist organizations and fomenting attacks through Hezbollah and others against Israel has really put a lot of pressure on the State of Israel. So now, with this opportunity to get the Arab states as opposed to the Persian state of Iran, if they can get the Gulf Cooperation Council states, you know, UAE and Saudi Arabia and some of these others really on the side of Israel, it's more of an economic front and a diplomatic front that can further isolate Iran and really continue the ostracization of it based on Iran's really nasty behavior.
Dakota Wood is Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation on the phone with us right now. Dakota, when we talk about UAE, that's not usually a country that, you know, makes the news much, at least in this part of the world. I understand that it's more symbolic than anything, but when you talk about economic relationships, that's where the pressure would really start to come in if you start to get other nations coming into this agreement stuff, right?
A lot of money flows through UAE. I mean, in many ways, it's been a gateway, for international finance. And so it's small in size, but it has a lot of influence in that region, in that community. So sometimes, getting the major player is just too big of a bite of the apple. Could you get Saudi Arabia to formally align with Israel, today? Maybe that's something possible a year from now or what have you. But UAE, it's international. It's got a very cosmopolitan flavor to it. It's comprised of seven emirates with a supreme council that kind of runs things. So it seems to be a very deft strategic move by the Trump administration to leverage this opportunity. And again, it's a gateway, right? It's a door that opens that could lead to a lot of really wonderful things in their future.
Yeah, I'm reading a quote here from the president, said, "We are already discussing this with other nations, so you will probably see others of these." Symbolic or not, I would imagine that the other countries that might feel the pressure about this would see this. And, I kind of compare the facts of what is taking place here on a global scale to the way we consume politics kind of in a daytime soap opera. There's always a new story. There's always something salacious and much more interesting to look at. But this seems to have some weight to it, some actual impact that could spell something more positive for the peace in the Middle East and also the American relationship with it.
Yeah, I think so. I think even the strong critics of the president haven't really had much negative to say. I mean, who can weigh against peace in the Middle East? I mean, the United States has been trying to support that work for half a century or more. So it's a really, really big deal. And, it's a busy world. It's a complicated world. The president can't just focus on COVID-19 or just focus on a border wall or any of these other things that are going on. There's a lot of irons in the fire. And so for his team to have succeeded in facilitating this agreement, understanding that the complexity of the domestic situations in the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia and Jordan and the other countries in the region, they've got their own populations to deal with. They have to be concerned about the Palestinians there on the West Bank, the role of Hamas in continuing to perpetrate attacks against Israel. So how is that more closer to Israel being handled? And the thought is, this normalization of relationships with the UAE, 1,200 miles distant, is an entry point into the Arab community. And if you see economic benefits coming from that, a lessening of tensions, Israel putting on hold, the formal annexation or extending sovereignty over portions of the West Bank, this is a good thing. And it hopefully lessens some of the friction points, and it makes it easier to resolve some of these historical problems that the region has dealt with for decades.
Dakota, why has it been a little bit broader sense here that Trump has been able to do some things that every president before, they've said, no, don't kick the hornet's nest. No, that's going to cause more problems. But it seems to be going the other direction when he does stuff that seems controversial.
Well, sometimes you have to kick the hornet's nest. I mean, I think there's been a lack of courage or too much caution in the past. It's been U.S. policy since 1992 to move the United States Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But there's always some reason about, well, now isn't the right time. Trump comes into office and he says, look, we've been talking about this for almost 30 years. Let's just do it. And you deal with the frictions or the problems that might come up. But if you're always hesitant to create some kind of potential problem, then you'll never take action anywhere, right? I mean, the trade relationships with China, Russian aggression in Eastern Europe, the inability or unwillingness of European NATO partners to better fund their own defense sorts of things. Sometimes you just have to make the hard call. And President Trump's temperament and his personality appears that he is one of these people who is willing to make the hard call in spite of all the criticism. We get past that a couple, 3 months later, conditions are better than they were beforehand, and he moves on to the next problem.
Dakota, you're saying this president has no lack of courage?
Yeah, I think that's evident here in the last 3 years while he's been in office. And you know, the establishment is a broad brush term, hates him for it, because what it really reveals is that the establishment's inability to change things in the normal way of doing stuff is just really revealed for what it is. You know, when he came into office, North Korea already became a nuclear power. Iran was still sponsoring terrorism. You know, the Europeans weren't funding defense. And he says, how has the standard way of doing things gotten us to a place where we say we want to go, but nobody is able to get us there? And so he just kind of charges ahead and bulldozes all the naysayers and the obstructionists aside. And, you know, he takes a lot of criticism for that, but at least it's changing the game and new things are now possible.
It seems like the lack of courage, specifically out of Washington, D.C., usually results from people afraid of how much political capital they have to gain versus how much they have to lose. And it very rarely has to do with what's the right thing to do here. So
in the diplomatic world, it's always a discussion, it's nuance, it's careful wording, it's relationship building, which takes a really, really long time. And there's a lot to be said for that, right? I mean, if you can resolve things through discussion and negotiation, great. But when it goes on 10, 15, 20, 30 years, you know, at some point you got to say, are we wanting to, you know, close this deal or not? And he just doesn't have the patience to wait a decade.
He sure doesn't. Dakota, thank you so much. It's great to speak with you. Thank you for breaking that down, because I do think it's a very impactful thing and a reason to celebrate here when most of the news stories we talk about aren't so much. Great to talk to you, Dakota.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.